We didn't have a homily when we celebrated Mass in the Holy Sepulchre due to time constraints. And so, even though this is after the fact, I'd like to share the following reflection. For me, celebrating Mass in the tomb was really the highlight of the trip. This is where the most important miracle that Jesus had performed had taken place, his own resurrection. St. Paul tells us in Holy Scripture, if Christ did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain. This is where it happened, the tomb of Jesus. Now, like Calvary, it looks a lot different than it would have looked about 2,000 years ago. This tomb of Jesus is only about 30 yards away from Calvary, which is a short distance, like it says in Holy Scripture, where the tomb would be found. It's part of the same rock quarry, the one with the soft limestone that is unsuitable for building materials. But because of that reality, because of that ease of the stone to be removed or chipped away, it was actually a great place to have tombs, family tombs, because it was easy to carve away the rock, which made it a likely place to have such tombs. And in fact, there are other tombs in the area too, showing that this tomb is one among many in a common burial site for Jews. It's also of a first century Jewish tomb design. And so that points to it being in the right time frame. But there's other historical evidence that this would be the particular site. There are records of processions of the early Christians going to the tomb of Jesus. And that lasted for several decades after, or at least a few decades after his burial. Then, of course, there was the Romans who leveled Jerusalem, and so the Christians wouldn't have been around for that when Jerusalem was under siege. But the Christians still did venerate that site. In fact, the Roman Emperor Hadrian wanted to put a stop to that and squash this reverence of Christianity. Instead, he built a temple of Venus on top of the site in order to try to show the superiority of the Roman gods. And he did that in 135 AD. One of the interesting things is that Franciscan friars who are still there, they've noticed in some of the ruins from that old Venus temple, there's Christian graffiti that says, we're not here for you, Venus, we're here for Jesus. Thus pointing to the reality that even the time when Hadrian had this temple there, the Christians knew that underneath was the tomb of Jesus. Now, because it was hidden under this temple to Venus, the Christians kept this tradition alive that that's where Jesus' tomb actually was. So in about 325 AD, the Christian community, after Christianity was legalized, petitioned Constantine in order to destroy this temple of Venus and uncover the tomb of Jesus. And in fact, they did find the tomb there. And Constantine had the very first Church of the Holy Sepulchre built on that site with the tomb and with Calvary within it. And there are, in fact, ruins of that first church that can still be found within the new Church of the Holy Sepulchre. So we see there's a traceable history back to that time. We also know that invaders had destroyed Constantine's church, and it was rebuilt by crusaders. And it had been destroyed or partially destroyed multiple times in history, but it always seems to be that that particular spot was known and maintained as the burial spot of Jesus Christ. And so we too have a very high confidence that this is in fact the tomb of Jesus, the place where Jesus was buried and raised from the dead. There's also, according to some articles, samples from the Shroud of Turin that match the materials of that tomb, the tomb of Jesus. And the Shroud of Turin, as many people believe, is the burial cloth of Jesus Christ because it has a very unique image of a crucified man on it, not using any known techniques of creating such an image on a linen cloth. And so it's quite amazing the consistency of tradition and history and the very strong evidence that this is in fact the tomb of Jesus Christ, the place where he rose from the dead, the place where Christianity had its most powerful and convincing miracle, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. For if Christ did not rise from the dead, then our faith is in vain.